Glory to Jesus Christ. If someone were to ask us what is the meaning of our life, the correct answer based on our faith would be, the meaning of my life is to achieve eternal life with Jesus Christ. However, we have to admit that many times we cannot identify with the statement. Maybe it is because we do not have experience of eternity. Maybe we can't even imagine eternity. Maybe sometimes we have a brief flash of understanding what eternal life, eternity is, but it is quickly swallowed up by the reality of this world, our busyness. So what should we do to get excited and to struggle a little bit for eternal life? Today's gospel gives us a practical advice which is inserted in the words of Jesus Christ. Eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Him whom you have sent, Jesus Christ. So knowing God leads to eternity. It's logical. What we do not know, we cannot love. And the more of good we know, the more we love it, and more we want it. And from this love is born obedience, as well as the desire for constant possession of that good, of that goodness. This also applies to relationship with God. The more we know Him, the more our life, love and desire for Him grows. Eternal life will be always a mystery to us, even if we read every book on earth about it. It will still be a mystery. But here lies the problem right in front of us. The only way we can know God is through our spiritual life and prayer life. But most of us are satisfied where we are in our spiritual life. This satisfaction is very dangerous because it keeps us away from learning and making ourselves better, yearning for a deeper relationship with God. Many stopped learning and knowing about God along with their last lesson of Easter Christian formation. And the same thing with prayer. If our prayer life did not increase from the time we were in ECF, then that should be a warning sign to us that there is something really wrong. We can say, I love God, I'm baptized, therefore I am saved. But not following the commandments from the gospel, not confessing our sins, not praying, not studying the church fathers, then, in simple words, we are just gambling with our eternal life. Look, we can love God, and we can have the desire for heaven. Look, can the love of God and the desire for heaven grow, where yearning for prayer and knowledge of God ceases, where it's not existent? Probably not. For sure not. It's like planting a garden and never watering it and hoping to get as much fruit as it is possible from the garden. It does not work that way, and we know it very well. When we plant the garden, we have to water it, we have to fertilize it, we have to prune it to have a big yield of fruits and veggies. It is the same exact thing in our spiritual life. We can say that we are baptized, that I believe in God. But if that's where we are in our spirit, then our spiritual life will wither, and we will not be able to recognize God's will for us. We will not know God and God's will for us, even though we say we do. But if we care about our spiritual life, then we will start watering it by praying from our prayer books, not by our own words, made up words, but from the words that saints created, that gave us blueprints how to pray, how to ask God, and even how to give thanksgiving to God for every single day. We will be able to fertilize it by reading of the fathers of the church. And by confession, we will be able to prune the passions and sins that are pulling us away from Christ. This is how we get to know God, and those who dare to get on this path to salvation of knowing God, will bear wonderful and beautiful fruits. If at this moment we decide to be more zealous in knowing God, which gives growth to love and leads to eternal life, then let's adopt some practical advices that will help us to achieve it. Above all, prayer is needed. Regular prayer and at times intense prayer. And attending every church service. Secondly, reading the fathers of the church and catechism of the church. Thirdly, confession. It is difficult. It is impossible to ascend in our spiritual life if there is no regular confession. We could certainly talk about each one of these steps for days. We could certainly write many more points to this list. But the important thing, above all, is to start. So let us fall in love with the cultivation of our spiritual life, because it can bring ever deeper knowledge of God, which opens the door to eternity for us. And when we enter, our life will have much different meaning, much more beautiful meaning, where rather than being sad, we are hopeful, joyful, and full of Christ, willing to do whatever it takes to love Him more each and every single day. Glory to Jesus Christ.